You know, speaking with Drew Boland today, you know, Drew, you're the, I guess, outgoing general manager at the Weyburn Golf Club. A short time, but an impactful time, I think. And we talked when you got the job, and, you know, we'll refresh back to that story when something comes out about this. But so your new adventures await you, but your time in Weyburn, I guess, there is some highlights, isn't there?
Yeah, it was, you know, going into it pretty blind. I think it turned out pretty well and was probably the perfect place for me to be. And it was mutually beneficial as I got to learn a lot about things that I just didn't know growing up down south. So I got really familiar with the taxes and just did a lot, I feel like, walking into a COVID and just chaos. I probably couldn't think of a crazier time to start a new job in a place that you don't know anybody and you've never been. But between the irrigation we passed on the front nine that just finished, what day is today? Wednesday. So they finished Friday, I believe. So the complete front nine is done, mainline, all sprinkler heads, which was huge. Mm-hmm. And then we've worked, didn't get to present to the city, but we did to the RM last fall and kind of went through the taxes and worked on that relationship. And, you know, everybody wants a great golf course, and that's ultimately the answer. And it seems like we kind of got there and hopefully put that place on an awesome path going forward.
Yeah, no, that's great. Refresh us a little bit, because I think, well, it was, the assistant vice president or someone from the board who has a longstanding relationship told us all about the irrigation system. So, yeah, you mentioned the front half, so back nine to next year. What's kind of the rest of the plan with that?
We took a little bit of debt to do the front nine. And so the goal is, basically I kind of helped prove, like, through the business and everybody, that we could afford those payments on doing the front. And I think for me, it was more, let's prove we can do something and maybe everybody will rally behind it. Like, that town is so incredible, in the way they are to their people and their businesses and their golf course and everything there, that I think once we kind of showed people that we can do this, we can afford it, we can get this paid off, helping us, supporting us, giving us money, whether it's a tax break or sponsoring or anything in that regard, it is going to a good cause. So we kind of bit off the first half, and I think their hope is to pay that off in 2 or 3 years and then jump to the back, unless, you know, some unforeseen circumstance where somebody makes a donation or whatnot. But it was do the front, then get to the back, you know, and hopefully knock out bunkers somewhere in between there and get that place back to where, I mean, some of the stories I've heard of having the best greens in Sask and hosting events and probably pre 2010 provincials and things and juniors, and just getting it back to where it should be and where ultimately everybody wants it to be, that city, the RM, and everyone there.
Yeah, great city for sure. So you're now in Calgary, are reunited with your family, and I know that is very important to you. You are from Dallas area, and you know, it's you haven't seen your family in a couple of years, but the move is it's personal more than professional, almost, eh?
Yeah. This you know, after dragging my wife to Dallas for 6 years, I kind of knew we were always going to make our way back, and we had that discussion for 3 years trying to figure out where we wanted to be, and Calgary was the ultimate end game. I guess it checked all the boxes and kind of got us direct flights back home and for my family to come up here. But we just didn't know how long that was going to be. Was it going to be 5 years, 10 years, 3 years? And I think COVID kind of contributed probably to us going faster when my wife had a chance to go this summer. So she took a job for the kids' sake in school and trying to just lay down roots and let them grow up with friends. And I kind of knew we'd be apart again, and it would be kind of weird being in a golf season, and I would never burn a bridge and finish my job. So we crawled our way west, and we'll probably never leave this area as long as the kids are growing up. That was kind of the deal I got with the wife.
Yeah. The thing is, though, obviously, you know, you got a passion for the game. You transferred to the PGA of Alberta, so you're hoping that golf is in the future, and, you know, there's probably ample opportunity there to make your way into the industry and in the Calgary city, or in the Alberta city.
Yeah, that's the hope. Got a few buddies over here, and I think their little buying show and job fair is in a couple weeks, and I'm going to try and go out and see some of the guys I've met through Zoom over the last 2 years. And, you know, I don't know when I'll panic or worry a little bit, but hopefully it all works out and I'm here at the right time, sitting in the right place.
For sure. Lastly, a little bit of fun. You just got back from Wisconsin and got to watch America dismantle the Europeans in the Ryder Cup. How is that? You know, everyone talks about, you know, you got to go to the Masters, and everyone has to go to the Masters. You do. But, you know, how is this experience?
So much fun. You know, I have a lot of family that aren't even really golfers, and so they don't really understand. Like, they thought I went to a regular golf tournament, and I'm like, no, this is a team. And then you try to start explaining four ball and foursomes, and it's like, okay, well, we'll get there. But it's a more fun golf event, and it just means a lot kind of being home to me. And if the family couldn't go, I couldn't think of probably a cooler sporting event to go back to, and given the way the last 2 years have gone for everybody. Just a lot of fun walking that golf course in perfect weather. And yeah, it almost felt like we were never going to see things like that again. So it's nice to know those kind of exist, and got all the testing and traveling. And, you know, I look forward to 4 years. I don't know if I'll ever make it across the pond to go watch, watch it on the other end, but the States one should be easy to lure family, and hopefully his wife maybe someday goes back. Hope we're more back to normal in 4 years.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I don't got anything else for you. Congrats on, you know, kind of what you did in Weyburn. And I know you worked very closely with Brian and our association, you know, in that short time as well. Good luck in the future to you and your family, Drew. It's been a pleasure to chat with you over the last 18 months.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys. I expect a lot of the SAS family to continue communicating with me over the years.